Thank you again. I want you to know it's a great privilege for me to be with you. And for this particular session, I'm speaking on the subject that is dear to my heart, prejudice in the people of God, reconciliation rooted in redemption and guided by revelation. I believe that this is the clear teaching of the Scripture. I believe that the church has a long way to go in modeling that message. I further believe that our message will lose credibility in this particular society unless we can model better unity in the body of Christ. I want to start off by reading a little thing somebody gave me. It said a black man was talking to a white man and said, "I'm black. When I was born, I was black. When I grew up, I'm black. When I'm sick, I'm black. When I go in the sun, I'm black. When I'm cold, I'm black. When I die, I'm black. But you, when you were born, you were pink. When you grew up, you're white. When you're sick, you're green. When you go in the sun, you're red. When you're cold, you're blue. When you die, you're purple. And you have the nerve to call me colored." All right. Well, praise God. We're so glad to be here. And I just like people to know that I'm saved. I've never gotten over that fact. The greatest thing in the world is to be a saved person, to know the Lord Jesus Christ personally, to be his son or his daughter, and have the privilege of being transformed more into his image, and then getting out serving him. So I'm just enjoying life. I'm having a blast at it, and delighted to be here with you. I want to turn, if you would please, to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 to start with, and I want to say that the Bible clearly teaches that racial reconciliation is rooted in redemption. I believe this is a clear teaching of the Scripture. When I go about and I'm teaching and I'm preaching, and our college is committed to this principle, our church is committed to this principle, it's not a fad for me. It's not what's going on in society. I care less what's going on in society. What I'm concerned about is what does the Scriptures teach? And I'm willing to give my life to try to model that and to get that message out to others so that we're in harmony with the Word of God. Here in Ephesians chapter 2, first I want you to note in verses 11 through 13, the Bible has this to say. I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says, "Therefore remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called a circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." I want you to note that first of all, according to this scripture, in Christ, that is by his blood, we have been brought near. We have been brought near to the promises and covenants of God. Listen, beloved, Ken Ham has done a good job. He's telling us we're one blood from creation. That is from Adam. We come from a common ancestor. We have one blood. And I'm here to say that now that we're the church, we are family by one blood. That is the blood of Jesus Christ. There was the creation and now there's a new creation where we have been brought near. That is, Gentiles have been brought near. In the Old Testament, God chose the Jewish nation, the Israelites, not because they were better than any other people, not because they were richer than any other people, not because they were mightier than any other people. Deuteronomy tells us God set his love upon them. And God set his love upon them and chose them to be his people so that he can give them the law, so that he can give them the covenants, so that he can give them the promises. And they were supposed to be a light to the nations. The nations is everybody else. Sometimes I can't even figure out why are we all divided on race anyway. The Bible says you're either Jews or Gentiles. If you're not a Jew, you're a Gentile. We were together anyway. So how do we get this thing up? Black and white and red and yellow and all this, and we segregate it along those lines? You're either a Jew or Gentile, and what brought us close to one another was the blood of Jesus Christ.